Assistant Minister for Treasury Andrew Leigh has today delivered a speech to the Australian Institute of Criminology, highlighting that the current cost to keep criminals in prison could reduce with lower incarceration rates. The current incarceration rate is more than double than what it was back in 1985, with Indigenous Australians being one of the groups most affected by this rising trend. Dr. Thalia Anthony is a Sydney Law Lecturer at the University of Technology Sydney, and Andrew Hellinger asked her why incarceration rates are going up.
So before the 1980s, you could say that there was a more inclusive government stance, especially after World War II and the welfare period. The objective of the West was to really look at ways, and perhaps the Cold War was a context, look at ways in which equity could be promoted in order to show the West to be a fair society. But since the 80s, there's really been a dramatic shift. I think, you know, there was an economic crisis in the late 1970s. We then had Thatcher, Reagan. We're a bit later in that respect here with the more conservative ALP government of Hawke, et cetera. But nonetheless, there was a turn that emphasised a neoliberal idea that only certain people would fit in, that conform to neoliberal values of employment and productivity. And so capitalist society was not able to manage those that didn't fall within those standards. And many of them, whether they're people who are very vulnerable with disabilities, whether they're people who are unemployed and homeless, and especially with First Nations people, there was a tendency to not provide them opportunities, allow them to meet their potential, but rather to warehouse them in prisons.
Assistant Treasurer Andrew Leigh, who was a former economics professor, has estimated that the reoccurring spending on prisons totals $4.7 billion and also says that they could save $2.6 billion annually if the incarceration rate had remained at its 1985 level. How intelligent is it that Andrew Leigh phrases this sort of potential to save a lot of money in terms of dealing with the incarceration rate?
Look, Andrew Leigh is an economist, so it's no surprise that he approaches it through this lens, but that lens is not completely novel. We've seen, for instance, in the United States, in the United Kingdom, with the rise of the justice reinvestment movement, that there's been a focus on economics. So we should take the money out of prison and put it back into community. So that economic approach is gaining traction, and I think that is because it politically is probably more powerful. It's clear that the human stories around the lives and the cost to lives that prison encroaches on is not being embraced by politicians, certainly not being embraced by the media. In fact, this idea that people in prison do not have lives that matter is much more popular. So I think the economics approach tries to offer a different lens. And I think, you know, it's true. Prison is ridiculously expensive, and it would be much cheaper to keep people in the community.
It's been mentioned that there is excessive incarceration and that it particularly affects the Indigenous Australians group. They're often targeted and they have a higher representation among prisons across Australia. Is there certain strategies that could be implemented to kind of reduce that? And how does a speech like this sort of bring that issue into debate and context for everyone who's listening?
Yeah, I think there are very clear strategies on how to change it. And I think there were very clear strategies on how to increase the prison population. So the strategies for increasing were more police, tougher bail laws, tougher sentencing laws, tougher prosecution decisions. So what you do to counter that is the opposite. You know, you make it easier to get bail. You make the police less intrusive of the on the lives of First Nations people. You provide accountability for police who harm, who over-police, who kill First Nations people.
Have you seen other politicians before put an economic twist on this sort of way that we can address crime, that it is something that we could reduce money, and in other words, it would save taxpayers' money and also probably make the system more efficient anyway?
Look, I think Linda Burney, the Indigenous Affairs Minister in the ALP government, is very supportive of justice reinvestment, and she's made some commitments to that as a policy. What I think is unique about Andrew Lee's approach is he's gone away, even in opposition, and done the research and started actively promoting an idea that we can have a society without as many people in prison. In fact, if we go back to 1985, it's a very small fraction of the current prison population. And, you know, I think this is the type of thinking that we should be getting from the Attorney General. It's disappointing that the Attorney General Dreyfus is not taking the leadership, because that's where the change needs to happen, as well as at all the levels of the state and territory Attorney General. So I think it's great that Andrew Lee is trying to lead the charge, but we need those people in the right portfolios doing that work, because I know that a lot of people are making representations to the Attorney General and are not getting responses because justice does not appear to be a priority.
Dr. Thalia Anthony, Sydney Law Lecturer at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with Andrew Hellinger.